There we go. All right. The official intro.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning, Tano.
As you can tell, Leslie doesn't have much to do at the City Hall.
I do. This is just part of it.
She makes it a priority.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. So anyway, it is the Matt and Leslie Show here on WTCH, and we're going to talk all things City Hall and the City of Shawano and things coming up for the council, right?
We are, yeah. So first and foremost, you know, Matt and I are really excited to be here, and we want to thank you guys for allowing us this additional platform to help keep our residents informed. These days with social media, it does certainly give us the ability to get out information, but it also lets sometimes inaccurate or assumed information get out too. And so we want to try to use as many platforms as we can this year. Matt and I were having lots of conversations at the end of last year to be really mindful of getting the accurate information out to our residents as much as possible and our visitors and everyone who enjoys this amazing community. And so thank you, Doug, and everybody here at WTCH for allowing us this new time slot for this year. We're really excited about it. It does fall on the second Wednesday of every month, and which coincides with council. So council is in the evening of this day, the second Wednesday of every month. And so that was pretty exciting for Matt and I as well, that we'll be able to tell all of our wonderful listeners what we are going to be talking about at council, so that if there are questions or concerns, people are made aware, additionally made aware of what is all going on. So again, thank you for allowing us to have this platform and to speak to everybody, because we're really excited to be here.
Alrighty. And of course, if you want to chime in, you can do so. Alrighty. And with that, let's talk about council topics for discussion tonight.
Sure. So there's usually in January, there's not a whole ton of things being discussed. We kind of wrapped up everything at the end of last year, and now we're starting fresh, as is everybody. Everybody wants to start fresh in January, right? So we do have a few things up. We're going to be talking about the funds that we send down to the Bureau of Aeronautics. That is an annual amount of money that the city contributes to a special fund that allows for the airport to complete CIP projects throughout the year. And so typically the how it was in years past is it's a city county airport, and so the county would contribute some funds and the city would contribute some funds. However, we're really excited that this year starts where it is going to be just the city airport, and so the city is taking over the overseeing the airport along with the airport commission. So that's really exciting for us. They have lots of really great ideas on how to expand services and things of that nature. And so starting this year, the city is contributing the funding for additional CIP projects to the state so that we can continue to get state funding for different projects that the airport wants to complete. So that is one of the things that we are talking about tonight. We are also going to be talking about the major street reconstruction projects that we have coming up, and we can get into a little bit more of those details. Matt, do you want to go through the streets that we have coming up?
Yeah, so Public Works are looking at doing, so when they say a major street reconstruction, that's everything, right? So they're pulling up the HMA, they're potentially doing water sewer underneath, curb heads, things like that. So this is the most invasive ones. They're looking at three segments of streets to be fully reconstructed in 2025, which would be South Lafayette Street from League to Westcott, Cleveland Street from Zingler to Stevens, and Ellis Street from East Green Bay Street to East of 5th Street. So if you are a neighbor in those areas, you'll be getting a new street coming in 2025. You know, things like timeline and all that kind of stuff are yet to be determined at tonight's meeting. What happens at City Council is Mike Mollick and Matt Plishek and those guys over there have done all the work to put out the bids. The companies, you know, say, hey, we can do it for this much money. Usually there's several companies that put in bids, and then they're evaluated by staff, and then City Council will say, yep, this company A meets the standards and is doing the work for the cheapest price. And they'll award a contract to them, you know, and that's how all public construction is bid. It ensures that the city is able to get the best price possible, but still getting the work done to the quality and level that they want.
Okay. And again, that's going to be discussed tonight, right?
It is. Yep. Okay. Yeah. Those two topics. And then we have one other purchase that we are looking to get approved tonight at council, and that is for a new street sweeper. I'm sure everybody who's listening has seen our amazing street sweeper out there trying to keep our streets clean, especially after those wonderful parades that we have.
Mounds of candy.
Mounds of candy being swept up. Tootsie Rolls galore, I'm sure. And so the city was really fortunate, actually. Again, the guys over at DPW did a lot of homework and were able to find us a demo unit. And so a lot of times they just have, I think this one has...
Like 80 hours.
I mean, so it hardly has any hours on this machine, but you can get it for a discounted rate because it's a quote unquote demo machine. And so we were able to not only obtain this for a less cost than originally planned, but we were also able to get a really good cost back for our trade-in for the current street sweeper. So this allowed for this project to be under budget, as was the street project that Matt was just talking about. So we've done really well so far on keeping things under where we had originally budgeted them so far for the year. So that's always nice and exciting for us to be able to do as well. So those are the three main topics that we're going to be discussed tonight at council.
All righty. And I know the PFC is going to have some approval of the new officers or new positions in the Shawnee Police Department. That's going to be happening tonight as well. Mm-hmm. All right, Matt, let's go over to you and talk about, under the other topics of discussion, Thursdays and the Neighborhood Series sponsorship.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously the first of the year, new year, you kind of reflect upon the past. And, you know, one of the things we're just really grateful for at the city is our numerous partnerships. You know, whether it's local businesses or local nonprofits, so many things have occurred in the park system or from programming perspectives, you know, because multiple entities are working together. Looking back at 2024, there's two major ones I want to just highlight. One is the Shawnee Employers Development Cooperative, which many people may not be familiar with because it is actually no longer in existence. But if you recall, there was a childcare facility out west of town that was initially created as a cooperative between Gen X, ThetaCare, and Little Rapids to provide childcare 20, 30 years ago. So that kind of ran its course, and the remaining board members, as they sold the property, you know, had liquidated some assets, and they worked with us at the city to make a lot of improvements to Smalley Park. You know, they made about over $90-some-thousand donation, which allowed the basketball court, additional play features, additional seating, and some play features down at the beach to occur. You know, and so those are all things, as that example goes, that wouldn't have happened without that partnership. You know, Smalley Park would have been there, but those pieces would have been added. One other one example, reflecting on 2024, a huge one was Pathways and Friends of Mountain Bay Trail. You know, the Mountain Bay building was there, is city owned, had been city owned, but we just weren't able to make it into what it is today. So now there's a Mountain Bay Trailhead. There's a place for visitors to go see where the trail runs and get information and learn about pathways. And there's a bike fix-it station and a place to have lunch, you know, and that was a significant investment. You know, again, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars that were put forward by Pathways. So we're reflective and we're grateful. And it also leads into future years. And this year is no different. A program that has, I think, become part of the culture of Shawnee, if you will, is Thursdays at Franklin. A lot of people come down for live music and have fun. And that program is not inexpensive to run. To be very straightforward, it's about a $55,000 to $60,000 a year program. By the time you pay for bands and get porta potties and get T-shirts to give away and have bouncy houses, some of the nonprofits have been with us, honestly, since day one, two of them, one being Shawnee Pathways, which I just mentioned, but also the Shawnee Optimist Club. You know, those groups have been with us from the very beginning, and I think it's really grown and morphed. You know, the Shawnee Optimists now do a family night in which they bring in bouncy houses and extra things, which is really exciting. And so there's opportunity there for nonprofits to be partners. There's many other, but those are the two that have been with us from the beginning. The other group that really makes it happen from a financial perspective is our business community. And I do want to give a shout out to them because, you know, this year these sponsorships are worth to us over $33,000. So right there, you take those two numbers, you can see that this program is well over half funded by local business opportunities. A couple of them have been with us since day one. Menominee Casino and Resort will be returning as our gold. Actually, they're, our double gold sponsor this year. We also have our silver sponsors with Sundrop. Sundrop has been with us from the very beginning. The stock market, Strand & Associates is a new one, actually not even from the Shawnee area, but interested in being involved in what we do here. Abbey Bank, Auto Select, Radke Reuter Electric, Sapro, Dotcom Branding, ThetaCare, Shawnee Community Tourism, Charter Castings, Swedberg Funeral Home, and Edward Jones are both companies that have been with us for the last number of years, as has Ardex American Mineral, and then the Walrich Agency and Schneider Monument are new. And so we just want to say thank you. You know, it's great to be able to start a brand new year. I know Maddie Stever will be launching kind of the who's who or the bands and the dates and all that kind of exciting stuff coming up here shortly. But again, the quality of the bands, the length of the season, the activities that occurred there couldn't happen without these businesses coming forward. And so in closure with partnerships and those thoughts, we just ask that if you are a person, an individual, a nonprofit, a business in town, and there's something that you want to see be offered, come approach us. You know, send Leslie an email, send me an email. You know, depending on what the program is or where you want to spend your time or money, you know, might dictate who you're working with at a city level, but we'll find someone to partner with you and make it happen. So we're thankful for that, and we look forward to a great 2025.
All righty. And do you have some contact information for different events, too, as well?
Yeah. If you haven't stopped by us, our physical location is 220 East Division Street. That's the rec center, but it's also where myself, Maddie Stever, Tara Kelleher, and rec staff are officed. Or you can email me at mhendricks, mhendricks, at sivyashawnee.com, and we can get you connected with programs. Our website, I know that I'm sure in the future Leslie will be talking about, but it's being redone this year. That's also a great place just to find additional information, not only about, you know, park and rec programs, but also city council topics, other development projects, things like that are all listed on there as well. And that's just cityofshawnee.com.
All right. All right. We'll be back with more from the Matt and Leslie Show right here on WTCH AM 960 and 96.1 FM. All righty. There you go. 524-2196, the telephone number to text us. Or actually, we should just say our text line. But if you have a question that you would like to ask Matt or Leslie, we can do so now. And Leslie, let's talk about some of the listener questions that got emailed to you.
Sure, certainly. So we did put something out on our Facebook post or on our pages, mine as well, or the city's as well as Park and Rec's with Matt over there. And we did get a few questions, and it was really nice to be able to see that our listeners had some questions for us. I was able to speak with a couple of these individuals who had some concerns right away and have that dialogue and have those conversations with them ahead of today. So we're going to still put the answers out because that's what we said we were going to do. But we were able to alleviate some of their concerns right away, which was really nice. One thing I will say is my hope, and I know Matt's hope as well, is throughout this year, as you listen to us every month and you get to kind of know us a little better, you realize that we are here for you. We are here for our residents, our visitors, and everybody, and we want you to ask us questions. We want to be able to provide you the answers so that you can feel more comfortable with what's going on in your community. And so, you know, if you're not comfortable with sending a question out on Facebook, I totally understand that. You know, as Matt said, we're here. You can call us, you can email us, you can always stop into City Hall. I will sit down with you and talk with you. Matt would be at the rec center. So we just want people to know, like, we are here for you. If you have questions, if you have concerns, if you're upset about something, come and talk to us. And, you know, if there's some way that we can help you to understand what's going on a little better and make you feel better about the community that you're living in, you know, we want everybody to love this community as much as we do. And so if we can help better do that, that is our goal. That is our 2025 goal, is to just really be transparent for everybody and help people understand what's going on with city government. So that being said, we did have a couple things. There was an individual who had some concerns. So Randall Street was redone this past year, and they some of their yard wasn't necessarily put back in the way that they had hoped, and so they reached out, had some concerns about that. I was able to put them in contact with Matt Plishek from our Public Works Department, and they are meeting together. The homeowner and Matt are getting together, and they're going to talk about plans moving forward. You know, her and I had some really great conversations, and so those are those things where if something happens, you know, don't stay frustrated. Make sure you reach out to us and let us help move that forward and get on to those next steps. So that is something that we're taking care of. So, you know, we understand that sometimes when street projects occur, your yard might move if a sidewalk gets put in or if they have to, you know, disturb some of your area. And we do try to work with contractors who get subcontractors that can put them all back as they were. We understand that sometimes that doesn't happen, but we do try our very best. So if there is an issue, please let us know. And if there is something we can do, we will certainly work with those homeowners. So that was one of them.
Okay.
Then somebody reached out and had a question because they hadn't yet received their tax bill. So all of, and you know,
I would not be calling.
I'm just waiting for it. When's that tax bill going to show up?
You know, we love our responsible residents who want to get that stuff taken care of right away. And so, you know, she reached out, she hadn't received her tax bill yet. We looked into it. There was an error on the tax bill itself that it wasn't getting mailed to her. It was getting mailed to a different house. And so that is why she didn't
maybe they were paying it for him too.
Unfortunately, no. And so, you know, something like that, you know, those tax bills were all mailed out at the beginning of December. We do have a couple of them sitting at City Hall that got returned to us that don't have the right address. So people have moved and didn't update their address, and we have tried everything to find their new address, but we can't find it. So if you didn't get your tax bill, maybe reach out to City Hall, and perhaps it's one of the three, I think Lisa said, that we have sitting there. But this individual, we were able to figure out. Lisa and Leah and Dina in the City Hall front office are amazing. They are great little investigators, and they will figure out pretty much anything you ever need to know. And so they were able to figure out that it was a typo, get it corrected. I think within a matter of 5 minutes, they had it figured out, corrected, and she had a new tax bill being mailed to her. So again, just something minor, but you should have your tax bill, everybody. If you don't, please let us know.
I think the cool thing about questions, too, is if you have a question about a service or a program or the way we do something, you're probably not the only one that has that question,
correct.
Right? So it's out there. The other part that's really cool is it kind of ties into what we were talking about earlier, too, is partnerships and projects. You know, just as Leslie was talking, it kind of triggered something that made me think about, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, there was a group of happened to be mothers at this time that came forward to us and said, hey, why aren't there more accessible playgrounds in the city of Shawnee? You know, there's people that have mobility impairments or even visual challenges, hearing challenges. Why aren't we more accessible? You know, and the cool thing is fast forward 4 years and a whole lot of work by many different people and consultants in them, is that question resulted in Kukuk and Memorial Park playgrounds being fully ADA accessible. It resulted in us being able to chase additional outside funding, outside tax money, you know, that's beyond the local property tax levy in order to make those things happen. And that truly, I mean, not to oversimplify it, but that truly started with, you know, four individuals and 3 or 4 staff sitting down trying to answer that question. So not that everything's always going to lead to a $3 million improvement, but it can help change our community in totality. So I mean, I think keep that in mind. One of the other questions is related to Huckleberry Harbor. And someone asked, what is happening with the profits being made off of the new Huckleberry Harbor docks? And so, one, maybe a little bit of misunderstanding, there actually isn't any profit being made. The new docks that went in, you know, they're referring to, I guess, the transient docking, which would be on the kind of the west side of the shoreline. Those 18 slips were put in place so that people could come down and attend basically our downtown area via boat, you know, with Shawnee Lake and the river, there's obviously a lot of VRBOs. There's a lot of people that have vacation homes. There's a lot of permanent residents. And so by having those, people can jump on their boat, you know, go out and play at the sandbar, the river, whatever they're doing, stop at Huckleberry Harbor, leave their boat for a period of hours, you know, not any longer than a day. We don't want to see boats down there overnight. But for a period of a few hours, that might allow you then to run down and grab a meal downtown or maybe attend an event or go do a little bit of shopping and then jump on your boat. So the idea to think about those docks is not any different than you would if you were to drive your car down to a Main Street parking lot, right? You're just doing it via boat. And so we don't charge for that. So there isn't any profit being made off of that. And as similar to many of our other projects, that was in fact 50% supported by the Wisconsin DNR through the Recreational Boating Fund grant. Received a grant well over six figures. Off the top of my head, I want to say it was maybe the $130,000 range to help make that happen and help have that be there for our community and for our visitors alike.
All right. Let's see here. Leslie, I guess we're going back to you for a final comment here. And this is on the upcoming event ending. What's going on here?
So that's a little bit of a typo on my part, so I apologize.
Upcoming event ending,
yeah.
Yes.
So what Matt and I are actually, one of the things that we're trying to do, again, is be very mindful of how this program looks every month and kind of set the stage for what people can expect. So you're always going to hear what's coming up on council. We're always going to go through listener questions. We're always going to talk about a couple big topics that are coming up, and we're always going to end it with talking about an upcoming event or something that is happening. So that's kind of the layout so that people always know, oh, if I tune in from 8:30 to 9 on the second Wednesday of every month, I'm going to at least know those few things that are going on in the city. Mm-hmm. And one other thing that I just kind of want to talk about back under the listener questions section, this wasn't necessarily a question that was posed to us for this specific thing, but I am in my office getting a lot of questions regarding the wheel tax. And so I know that people are starting to see that happening, popping up on their registration cards that they're getting from the DMV. And one thing I just want to make sure that all of our listeners are aware of is that wheel tax is strictly within for residents of the city limits. So I know, unfortunately, the DMV has some of the outlying townships. Those individuals are getting it because their address is Shawano. And so please make sure that you're paying attention to those cards. And if you don't live within the city limits, you know, you can give me a call. There's a 608 number on the bottom of the card. You can call the DMV. We'll make sure that we get that worked out with you. But just something that I wanted to mention, that people are paying attention to that, so that if you do live outside of the city limits, you're not getting charged for that fee. So that was just one thing. And then the other little tidbit, it's not really an event necessarily, but just something that we wanted to bring up so that everybody was aware, was just a quick reminder that our tax payments for the first session are due on January 31st. That does fall on a Friday. So please remember that for the past several years, City Hall is only open until 11 on Fridays. So
what?
I know. Mm. we made that change several years ago, and it's worked out really well. A lot of our contractors had asked that we have earlier hours during the week because they want to get out on the job site sooner than 7:30, 8 o'clock. And so we made some adjustments and we started opening at 7. And we work right through the lunch hour. There's always somebody there. So we're there from 7 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday and 7 to 11 on Fridays. So just make sure that you are paying attention to that due date on your first installment of your taxes, which is coming up January 31st.
All righty. Leslie and Matt, thank you for being here. Do appreciate it. The first edition of the Matt and Leslie Show.
First of many.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for the Breakfast Club here on WTCH AM 960, 96.1 FM. Again, don't forget, if you have any questions or concerns, contact Matt or Leslie at Shawano City Hall or Shawano Park and Rec Department. All right. It is 9 o'clock.